Or tomatoes.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Tomato barrel, they call them here.
What if it was real small?
That'd be a cherry tomato. Uh-huh. Or a salad tomato.
Yep. What sound?
Salad tomato, or cherry tomato.
Along with meat, a lot of people like to eat this kind of fish. It's, you might have a baked one, a french fry.
Or a baked potato.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear of a... When you use the word potato, what do you mean exactly?
When you get beat that...
Well, most time they mean an Irish potato. Usually baked or boiled.
Is there a different kind of potato from an Irish potato?
Huh?
Is there a different kind of potato?
Oh, yeah, sweet potato. We have sweet potato down here. Usually coming out in the fall of the year, we don't have them year round, except sometimes the store doesn't have them year round. This is the season right now on them. They're just beginning to come in good. Mm-hmm. The main crop.
Any slang names or farmers' names for sweet potatoes?
This one I'm calling a yam. A yam and a potato. They call it ice potato or spud sometimes.
They wouldn't call it sweet potato spud.
No, we'd call it spud. It's called ice potato spud.
Brown.
What about a sort of a white kind of thing?
Brown.
Kind of skin. Brown. It's got a strong odor, makes your eyes tear. What would you call that? Any other names for that?
Or you got white and yellow onions, and Bermudas, and Vade onions.
You said Bermudas?
Not Vade. Vade onions, that's it. So I'm going to grow with Vade now.
So
that's
it's the name of the town? That kind
Yeah, it's kind of took off on the Bermuda onion.
What
does that Bermuda onion look like? What's that?
Well, it's usually white onion. Mm-hmm. And some of the others are yellow.
What would you call a red one? You ever see a red onion?
Yeah, they have red onions.
Red
onions.
There's a southern vegetable. Sometimes you find it in a gumbo. Some people pickle it.
That okra.
Uh-huh. How do you cook that up?
Well, here they mostly boil it. And you can boil it or fry it. Or like I say, pickle it.
Grandpa. Where is it usually grilled?
People grow it in the garden. Usually a row or two, and maybe big supply because it grows all the year. I mean, you plant it in the early spring, get a bear to frost.
What if you just wondered, you talked about apple cores and things like that, and if you leave them out, they get all brown, and something happens to them, what would you call that? That dries out.
Put a cup of chip.
Just dried it.
Mm-hmm. Say it shriveled up.
Yeah, shriveled. Mm-hmm.
There's a kind of vegetables that come with large leafy head.
The cabbage?
Uh-huh. What else comes like that?
Really? Cauliflower.
What do you call it?
Lettuce.
White.
Well, how do you say lettuce comes in? What would you describe that as?
It'd been a head.
How would a... You mentioned before, kind of, you referred to that as cattle, that would be head of cattle.
Head of cattle.
Head of lettuce.
That's one.
Yeah. And if head of lettuce, how many?
Head of lettuce.
Would you ever jokingly talk about a bunch of little children if you had four or five?
Four or five head of youngins?
Yeah, would you say that?
Yeah.
Is that a common usage down here?
Yeah. Like, see, four or five little niggers go.
Yeah, get
so many niggers.
Things like that. When you get beans out of the pods by hand, what do you say you do?
Shell them.
Uh-huh. Different kinds of beans?
Yeah, I got several kinds of beans. Got butter beans, snap beans.
What do the butter beans look like?
A butter bean is a flat bean. Yeah, usually three or four.